This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. The University of New Mexico Board of Regents is expected to vote Wednesday on a new official seal design. The move follows many years of campaigning by students and faculty with the UNM Kiva Club and the Red Nation, who say the old seal, depicting a frontiersman and a conquistador, celebrates genocide and conquest. But the old seal is far from the only symbol at UNM that reflects racism against indigenous people, says Alicia Corries, a Native American Studies major and co-president of the Kiva Club at UNM. She spoke earlier this year with KUNM's Taylor Velasquez about how she would like to see UNM address other instances of racist imagery on campus, including places named after violent colonizers.
That includes the namings of buildings, which are De Vargas Hall, Coronado Hall, Oñate Hall, and there's also the current Adams mural that's located in Zimmerman Library, as well as the La Estufa building that's located on the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. and University, which is actually a representation of a Pueblo Kiva, which is a sacred symbol for Pueblo peoples. And currently that La Estufa, or the Kiva, is actually utilized by a fraternity on campus. And however, as like a Pueblo person, that worries me for just an appropriation of something that's so sacred to our community.
How do you think the presence of colonial and racist symbols on campus are affecting Native American students? And do you feel like campus life is inclusive to you?
Well, with the presence of conquistadors on our campus, I will not deny that that is part of New Mexico history. However, the celebration of conquerors amongst other students of color is problematic because this is where we come from our communities to learn and educate ourselves in order to help our communities. And we have our own history, which includes the Pueblo Revolt and just years and years of history of resistance. And for the campus climate, it would be beneficial to see more of our educated Native American community members to be provided spaces for them to educate others and inspire the future generation of leaders.
What changes do you think need to be made immediately?
You know, I understand that UNM is a, you know, minority-serving institution, and there are celebrations of histories and cultures. And I think UNM is unique in that we provide the diversity between all of us. And I think in order to move forward beyond this, we have to have conversations that are beneficial for everyone, whether that is acknowledging the true history of New Mexico and of Indigenous peoples and of Chicano folks as well. However, it shouldn't be derogatory towards another community or culture. I guess just kind of moving forward and acknowledging that, you know, our lived experiences are our own, and no one can really negate that fact because, you know, this is our history. This is what has been passed down from generations to generations. And so that's kind of where these demands come into play in order to make sure that our students have a beneficial foundation and are adequately supported. You know, like, for example, having a cluster hire of Native American faculty of color, and as well as our reconstruction of a Native cultural center, just beneficially support the initiatives and needs of our students.
In the instance of renaming buildings, what suggestions do you have?
For recommendations, I believe since UNM is sitting on Pueblo land, specifically Sandia and Isleta Pueblo land, it would be, you know, a reminder to have potential positive Indigenous representation on our campus, and as well as to have a recognition that goes beyond a land acknowledgement. So it's just kind of putting, you know, words into action. And this has just been like the history of the movement. And we've spent so much time on this, advocating, this is what, going on 5 years for these changes to be enacted. So that's kind of where we're at. Why do we need to continue this campaign when it could have just been done or taken seriously at the beginning?
That was UNM student and Kiva Club member Alicia Corries speaking with KUNM's Taylor Velasquez earlier this year. Learn more at KUNM.org.